The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
The information discussed on the show does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to on this show. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but we do not guarantee that the material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Discussion of indexes are for illustrative purposes only. Keep in mind that individuals cannot invest directly in any index, and index performance does not include transaction costs or other fees, which will affect actual investment performance. Individual investors' results will vary. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Any opinions are those of Sean Mullervy and not necessarily those of RJFS or Raymond James.
Welcome to Dollars and Cents, the show that makes sense for your dollars. Your host for the show is Sean Mullervy. Sean is a certified financial planner and independent financial advisor in South Florida. Stay tuned to learn about planning and investment concepts and strategies. Time now for Dollars and Cents. Here's your host, Sean Mullervy.
Hello, my name is Sean Mullervy, certified financial planner and independent financial advisor in South Florida. Thanks for tuning into my show, Dollars and Cents. Each week, I'll discuss a variety of planning and investment concepts and strategies. Over the next 30 minutes, I'll answer these questions. What is asset allocation and diversification? Why are they important for your portfolios? How do you determine your appropriate allocations? When and how do you monitor and rebalance your portfolios? And what should you do with your current portfolios? First, what is asset allocation and diversification? Let's start with asset allocation. There are many definitions out there, but basically asset allocation involves allocating money across the main asset classes: stocks, bonds, alternatives, and cash. The two primary factors in determining your appropriate allocation and the percentage of each asset class that your money should be invested in are, number one, your time horizon, and number two, your risk tolerance. I'll review those two in more detail later. The two secondary factors are, number one, your current portfolio income need, and number two, your current portfolio liquidity need. There's no one-size-fits-all asset allocation out there, and some asset allocations may be inappropriate for some investors. Your allocations are as unique as you are, so you should choose the ones that are right for you with the help of an advisor. I'll tell you what asset allocation is not. It's not just simply subtracting your age from 100 and investing the difference as a percentage in stocks. You may have heard that general rule. Also, asset allocation is not investing like your friends or colleagues. They may have used that general rule or are investing like someone else who you don't know. Now, diversification. Diversification takes asset allocation a few steps further. There are many definitions out there, but basically diversification involves allocating investments across different sub-asset classes, sectors, and styles. This is when you get down to the specific investments and number of investments in each category. Allocating investments across different sub-asset classes such as large cap, small mid-cap, and international stocks, and investment grade, high yield, and international bonds. Allocating investments across different sectors such as energy, financials, healthcare, real estate, technology, utilities, etc. And allocating investments across different styles such as growth, value, and blend. A portfolio should be diversified at two levels: between asset categories and within asset categories. That's true diversification. I'll tell you what diversification is not. It's not just simply having your money at a few different firms or with a few different advisors. When I meet with prospective clients for the first time, I ask them to bring me copies of their most recent investment statements. I can't tell you how many times I've seen multiple statements with similar or even the exact same investments at the different firms. Diversification is also not having a dozen different investments in a portfolio that are essentially invested in the same things. I can't tell you how many times I've seen that too. So, why is asset allocation and diversification important to your portfolios? Asset allocation decisions are among the most important factors affecting total portfolio volatility. Studies have shown that approximately 92% of portfolio volatility is due to asset allocation decisions. Only approximately 4% is due to market timing, that is, when you buy and sell your investments, and 2% to investment selection, that is, what investments you own. Approximately 2% is due to other factors. Some advisors may focus more on investment selection and market timing, the 6%, and may focus less or not at all on asset allocation, the 92%. But I focus on asset allocation first, the 92%, then investment selection second, the 2%. I believe that in investing and in life, one should focus on something that will affect an outcome 94% of the time versus something that will only affect it 6% of the time. Why do I not focus on market timing? Because no one can consistently time the market perfectly. Let me repeat that. No one can consistently time the market perfectly. Have some people done it once? Yes. Have some people done it a couple or a few times? Maybe. But has anyone ever done it consistently? Absolutely not. Perfectly timing the market requires three things. Number one, buying the best investment at its lowest price. That is, knowing where to go with your money and when. Number two, selling that investment at its highest price. That is, knowing when to get out at its peak. And number three, repeating numbers one and two over and over and over again. If an advisor tells you that he or she can time the market, ask him or her to show you their magical crystal ball. Then immediately look for another advisor. It's not timing the market, it's time in the market that will usually help you achieve your long-term portfolio goals. Now, by saying all that, I'm not proposing merely buying, holding, and forgetting about your investments. I believe and practice in a four-step process of helping clients. First, choose appropriate strategic long-term allocations. Second, choose the best investments within those allocations. Third, help clients tactically in the short term overweight and underweight asset classes, sub-asset classes, sectors, and styles. Fourth, periodically review and rebalance their portfolios. I'll talk about rebalancing later, but let me talk about tactical weighting now. Tactical weighting is not market timing. Tactical weighting usually involves increasing or decreasing asset classes, sub-asset classes, sectors, and styles by relatively small percentages and maybe done gradually. Market timing may involve much higher percentages and may be done rapidly. Back to why are asset allocation and diversification important to your portfolios? Just like no one can consistently time the market perfectly, no one can predict which asset classes, sub-asset classes, sectors, and styles will do the best and worst in any given year. The best illustration of this is the Callan Periodic Table of Returns. You can see it yourself by going to callan.com. That's callan.com. In the chart, it shows 20 years of annual returns for key indices ranked from top to bottom in order of performance. For you, it shows that investing in only one index or asset class would be risky when you consider that no one index or asset class has consistently outperformed on a regular basis over long periods of time. So, you should be diversified across many or all of those indices. So, how does asset allocation and diversification work? Historically, most asset categories have not moved up and down at the same time or to the same degree. Factors that may cause one asset class to perform poorly may cause another asset class to perform well, and vice versa. If one asset class is losing money, you hope that another asset class is making money to offset those losses. By picking the right group of investments, you may be able to limit your losses and reduce the fluctuations of investment returns without sacrificing too much potential gain. You should think long-term for goals that are many years away and invest accordingly. The longer you stay with a diversified portfolio of investments, the more likely you'll be able to ride out market downturns and improve your chances of achieving your financial goals. My goal as an advisor is to create an overall combination of investments for clients that minimizes the risks they're taking while trying to achieve a targeted rate of return. Investments in stocks, bonds, and cash have category-specific risks. Before you make any investment, you should understand all of the risks of each investment. When most people think of risk, they think of market risk. That is, the possibility that their investments will lose value because of a general decline in the overall markets. However, there are many other types of risk. Stocks face market and company risks. Bonds face default and interest rate risks. International investments face currency and socio-political risks. Even cash faces a risk, inflation risk. These are only a few of the various types of risks. However, one investment and/or asset category may respond to the same set of market conditions very differently than another, and therefore involve different risks. Here's a brief overview of potential portfolio risks. The two main ones are, number one, losing money, and number two, losing buying or purchasing power. Furthermore, there's systematic risk, which relates to the factors that affect the overall economy and markets. Then there's non-systematic risk, which relates to the factors that affect a particular company or industry. The main non-systematic risks are management risk and credit risk. I mentioned a few of the systematic risks earlier, such as market, interest rate, currency, socio-political, and inflation risks, but there are others, such as liquidity, reinvestment, and tax risks. Asset allocation and diversification are ways to help investors mitigate all of these risks and may help minimize significant short-term losses. So how do you determine the appropriate allocations for you? First, you need to determine your time horizon. Your time horizon is the number of months or years you need to invest to achieve your financial goal. Generally speaking, short-term goals are 3 years or less, medium-term goals are 3 to 10 years, and long-term goals are 10 years or more. Some advisors may manage portfolios with days, weeks, and months in mind. Remember what I said earlier about market timers? Most of the managers that I use with my clients think in terms of quarters, years, and decades. Remember what I said about strategic allocations, tactical weightings, and rebalancing? If you have any questions about anything I've said, or if you'd like to schedule a free consultation with me, please contact me through my website, SeanMullervy.com. That's Sean, S-E-A-N, Mullervy, M-U-L-L-E-R-V as in Victor, Y.com. Time for a break. I'll be right back.
One of the most important decisions that you can make in your life is choosing the right financial advisor. If you do not have an advisor or are not sure that your current one is right for you, consider Sean Mullervy. Sean is an independent advisor in South Florida who is able to offer clients a wide range of products and services. He is also a certified financial planner with an MBA in finance and 15 years of experience. Unlike some advisors, Sean's financial success is tied directly to his client's financial success, to your financial success. For more information and to schedule a consultation, go to SeanMullervy.com. Sean is spelled S-E-A-N, and Mullervy is spelled M-U-L-L-E-R-V-Y. That's SeanMullervy.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Dollars and Cents with me, Sean Mullervy, certified financial planner and independent financial advisor in South Florida. For more information about the asset allocation and diversification topics I've been discussing today, visit my website, SeanMullervy.com. That's Sean, S-E-A-N, Mullervy, M-U-L-L-E-R-V as in Victor, Y.com. Then click on the Services tab and the Asset Allocation link. If you have any questions, click on Contact Us, then I'll contact you. After determining your time horizon, you need to determine your risk tolerance. Your risk tolerance is your financial and emotional ability to accept investment losses in exchange for potential future investment gains. Your financial ability is relatively easy to assess. Basically, it's how much you can realistically afford to lose and still possibly reach your goal. To determine this, you and your advisor should review your overall financial profile, which consists of your net worth, liquid net worth, assets, income, debts, expenses, etc. Your emotional ability is much harder to assess. My advice to you is twofold. First, be honest with yourself. Then, always remember what you told yourself. When I meet with prospective clients for the first time, one of the ways I rate their risk tolerance is with numeric and verbal scales. I'll say something like, Mr. or Mrs. Client, on a scale of 1 to 10, with 1 being very conservative or low risk, low reward, 10 being very aggressive or high risk, high reward, what numbers would you give yourselves? Then I ask them, which of the following phrases would most accurately describe your risk tolerances? Very conservative, conservative, moderately conservative, moderate, moderately aggressive, aggressive, or very aggressive. Unfortunately, there may be investors out there who may not be honest with themselves about their true risk tolerance. They tell themselves logically that they're a 7 or an 8 on a 10 scale, when emotionally they're really a 3 or a 4. I call it the logic override, when an investor's brain tells his or her stomach to shut up and then takes over. Investors want that potentially higher return, so they tell themselves and their advisor that they're moderately aggressive when they're really moderately conservative. These are the investors that have a 10-year time horizon, see their portfolio go down a little bit in the first 10 weeks, not 10 years, and call their advisor to go to cash. Does this sound like someone you know? Does this sound like someone you know personally? I call it the emotion override, when an investor's stomach tells his or her brain to shut up and then takes over. Short-term market volatility may create emotions in investors, which may temporarily override their long-term planning decisions. Don't let that be you. I saw a lot of that from so-called self-directed investors when I worked in discount brokerage. In my opinion, advisor-directed investors may be able to prevent their emotions from negatively impacting their long-term investment plans. The bottom line is that many investors may think that they're comfortable for risk, but may find out when the market goes down, they're actually a lot less comfortable with risk than they thought. Again, be honest with yourself up front by listening to both your brain and your stomach, then stick with your plan after that. These days, markets may react violently over short periods of time to small amounts of information. In those periods, don't have these three things. Number one, the herd mentality. Just because most people are doing something doesn't mean you should too. Number two, an action bias. Sometimes doing nothing is better than doing something. And number three, unreasonable loss aversion. Again, remove your emotions from your investing. Recommended portfolios are like medical prescriptions. They're not perfect. You want the ones that have the most benefits with the least side effects. These days, most investors, especially retired investors or investors close to retirement, want to protect and grow their assets. In that order, those investors should have portfolios that attempt to preserve their assets while they earn a reasonable rate of return. I know that reasonable rate of return doesn't sound that exciting to you and most investors. I also know that there are some advisors out there pitching high yields to lure you in. I've always told clients and prospects, nobody's going to give you 3 or 4 times a 10-year treasury in income just because you're a nice person. There are usually one or more major risks associated with those extremely high-yield investments. Be wary of investments or portfolios that sound too good to be true. As with anything else in life, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. After you've determined your time horizon and true risk tolerance, you need to ask yourself two questions. Do I need current income from this portfolio? And do I want or need some, most, or all of this money liquid? After you have the answers to those questions, you and your advisor are well on the way to building your asset allocation. So you just built your diversified portfolio. Now what? When and how do you monitor and rebalance it? I'll start with monitoring and when. Not daily. Unless you are actively trading stocks, you should not be looking at your portfolio every day. Why? Because the daily market ups and downs may cause emotions which may lead to short-term investment decisions in long-term goal accounts. My recommendation would be monthly, with a maximum weekly and a minimum quarterly. Don't take the ostrich approach either by sticking your head in the sand all year and only looking at your year-end statements every January. Now, monitoring and how. How? Statements, online, and in your quarterly review meetings with your financial advisor. You do have quarterly review meetings with your financial advisor, right? After monitoring, there's rebalancing. What is rebalancing? Rebalancing is what investors do to bring their portfolio back to its original asset and sub-asset class allocation mix. This needs to be done periodically because over time, some asset and sub-asset classes will grow more than others. This may cause your portfolio to be out of alignment with your investment goal and risk tolerance. A moderate portfolio can become a moderately aggressive or moderately conservative portfolio relatively quickly these days. Rebalancing and how. Rebalancing is generally done by selling investments in asset or sub-asset classes that have grown more and using the proceeds to buy investments in asset or sub-asset classes that have grown less. Basically, it's a way to potentially sell high and buy low in your portfolio. Before you place any rebalancing trades, consider any transaction costs and/or tax consequences. However, don't let the tax tail wag the investment dog here. Rebalancing and when. Opinions out there vary from daily to never and everything in between. Remember the story of Goldilocks and the three bears? When Goldilocks ate from the three bowls of porridge? The first was too hot, the second too cold, and the third just right? Well, in my opinion, rebalancing monthly or more often is too hot, and rebalancing annually or less often is too cold. In my opinion, rebalancing quarterly or semi-annually is just right. In today's fast-moving and volatile markets, a lot can happen to a portfolio over the course of 3 months, and even more over 6 and 12. With my car, I don't wait till it breaks down to get it fixed. I take it in for service visits throughout the year to maintain its condition. With my home's air conditioning unit, I don't wait until it breaks down in the middle of a South Florida summer and then get it fixed. I schedule service visits throughout the year to have its condition maintained. The adage, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, does not apply here. Don't let your portfolio get to the point of broken or even near that point. Instead, maintain it regularly through rebalancing. A final comment about rebalancing. I worked in discount brokerage for over 8 years and spoke in person and over the phone with literally thousands of so-called self-directed investors. That is, investors who generally declined my and other advisors' assistance and usually made their own investment decisions. Almost all of those self-directed investors knew what rebalancing was, but almost none of them ever rebalanced their portfolios on their own. Unfortunately, I witnessed almost all of them do what I call reverse rebalancing to their portfolios. That is, they sold low and bought high versus selling high and buying low. Paying a fee to have your portfolios professionally managed is not a problem. It's a solution. Get the help of an advisor to allocate, diversify, and rebalance your portfolios. Based on what I saw over 8 years in discount brokerage, Self-direction usually led investors in one direction, the wrong direction. So, what if you already have investment portfolios but are unsure if their asset allocations are right for you? What if you don't know from your investment firm's statements and/or websites how your sub-asset classes, sectors, and styles are weighted? What if your advisor or investment firm has not rebalanced your portfolio in the last 6 or 12 months? Or worse, ever? What should you do? That's easy. Contact me at SeanMullervy.com. We can schedule a free consultation in my office. I can thoroughly review your portfolios and investments, then give you a free second opinion. Thanks for listening today. My name is Sean Mullervy, financial advisor and branch manager with Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. My office is located at 3471 North Federal Highway, Suite 205 in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33306, and my phone number is 954-564-3434. To contact me, please visit SeanMullervy.com and click on the Contact Us link. That's Sean, Sierra, Echo, Alpha, November, Mullervy, Mike, Uniform, Lima, Lima, Echo, Romeo, Victor, Yankee.com. Again, go to SeanMullervy.com and click on Contact Us. I look forward to hearing from you and wish you and your family a week of health and wealth.
You've been listening to Dollars and Cents, hosted by Sean Mullervy. To reach Sean, go to SeanMullervy.com. Sean is spelled S-E-A-N, and Mullervy is spelled M-U-L-L-E-R-V-Y. That's SeanMullervy.com. And tune in again next week to Dollars and Cents, the show that makes sense for your dollars.
The information discussed on the show does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to on this show. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but we do not guarantee that the material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision and does not constitute a recommendation. Discussion of indexes are for illustrative purposes only. Keep in mind that individuals cannot invest directly in any index, and index performance does not include transaction costs or other fees, which will affect actual investment performance. Individual investors' results will vary. Past performance does not guarantee future results. Any opinions are those of Sean Mullervy and not necessarily those of RJFS or Raymond James.
The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.